Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Content Rules by Anne Handley and C.C. Chapman, a compelling guide for individuals and businesses looking to harness the power of content in the expansive digital landscape. Published in 2012, Content Rules provides actionable advice on creating engaging web-based content using social media and other online platforms. Whether you're new to social media or an experienced digital marketer, this book offers a wealth of tips and strategies to elevate your online presence. Anne Handley, the Chief Content Officer for Marketing Profs, brings her expertise to the table, drawing from her experience in providing marketing resources and training to a substantial subscriber base. Her acclaim includes being the author of Everybody Writes, Your Go-To Guide to Creating Ridiculously Good Content, a Wall Street Journal bestseller. C.C. Chapman, a seasoned marketing consultant and co-founder of the marketing company The Advance Guard, joins her with insights from his extensive background in innovative marketing solutions. Business owners keen to infuse content publishing into their growth strategy, individuals aiming to leverage social media's broad reach, and creative professionals seeking to enhance their media work with marketing savvy will find Content Rules especially relevant. Join us as we explore how Anne Handley and C.C. Chapman illuminate the path to crafting content that resonates and engages across diverse platforms. Their knowledge serves as a beacon for anyone stepping into the dynamic world of content creation, where the rules, when followed with creativity and persistence, can herald success in the digital realm. Content Rules: How to Create Killer Blogs, Podcasts, Videos, Ebooks, Webinars, and More That Engage Customers and Ignite Your Business. Introduction: Creating Connections: How Content Became the Marketing MVP. Ever wonder why some brands seem to have a magnetic pull while others struggle to grab your attention? In an age where everyone is vying for the spotlight, content stands tall as the reigning champion that can make or break your connection with consumers. To understand why content has garnered such a star status, we must dive deep into the digital revolution, where the likes of social media, blogs, and podcasts have reshaped the marketing landscape. In the realm of likes, shares, and retweets, content has transitioned from mere marketing collateral to the heart of customer engagement. It's become a critical yardstick, measuring up shoulder to shoulder with sales stats and profitability. But the million-dollar question is, how does one harness the power of content effectively? Content Rules throws you the playbook for mastering online content. It outlines the robust strategies and actionable steps to make your content not just present, but potent. Ready to begin? Let's unwrap some key takeaways and insights that will elevate your content game. First off, we'll learn how golf pro Charlie King navigated the recession's rough terrain in 2009 by opting for an unconventional caddy: content. Then, take notes from a Kodak insider who turned the lens from cameras to content for richer customer engagement. And lastly, discover why penciling in a content calendar might just be the secret weapon you need to hit your marketing goals out of the park. Part 1: Entice and Inform, Crafting Content That Serves as Your Brand Ambassador. Step into the digital era, and you'll find that social media has become as much of our daily routine as our morning coffee. For a large portion of the population, platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are key avenues for not just social connections, but also product research and purchasing choices. In this sea of endless scrolling and searching, how can a company like yours stand out and steal the spotlight? The magic word is content. Think of content as your digital handshake. It can be a blog post, a video, an ebook, or even a webinar. To really make an impact, however, this content has to captivate and resonate with the people you're trying to reach. Gone are the days when forcing flashy ads into the consumer's hands was effective. Today, marketing is about allure, about creating a gravity that pulls customers into your orbit because they genuinely enjoy and value the content you put forth. The secret ingredient? Authentic storytelling. Take Procter & Gamble, for instance. This giant went beyond pushing product features of its diaper brand Pampers. Instead, they launched a heartwarming video series aptly titled Welcome to Parenthood. Real stories from real parents dealing with the adventures of potty training, diaper dilemmas, and naptime negotiations connected with their audience on a personal level. More than selling a product, they provided content that their customers lived and breathed. Keep this in mind. Every piece of content is a mosaic tile in the larger picture of your brand identity. It forges trust, it endows credibility, and it personalizes the customer experience. Even a sprawling corporation can use content to converse directly with individuals in real time. For example, the chief marketing officer of Kodak, representing a multi-billion dollar enterprise, once took to Twitter to personally assist a potential customer. It's gestures like these that show attention to detail and an investment in customer relationships, evidence that even in a vast digital world, meaningful one-on-one interactions are not just possible, but powerful. Part 2. Speaking their language. Finding the heartbeat of your brand and your audience. Imagine sitting down for coffee with a friend. Now, transform that easy, engaging conversation into the voice of your brand. That's the first step in the quest to not only reach, but truly connect with your audience. Before you dash off to tweet or post, it's time to dig deep and carve out the true essence of your brand, its voice, because it's not just what you say, but how you say it, that resonates with your customers. So, how do you craft this unique brand voice? Keep it simple, keep it real. Ditch the corporate mumbo jumbo and talk to your customers as if you're sitting across the table from them. Stiff language and jargon such as synergy or cutting edge aren't just cliches. They are barriers to genuine connection. Take a leaf from Charlie King's playbook. As a PGA golf instructor, King leveraged his relatable blog, The New Rules of Golf, to demystify golf with approachable tips, creating a friendly gateway to what can often be seen as an exclusive sport. Now, don't for a second think that playful banter and a dash of humor are out of bounds. Injecting personality into your content can be a game changer. Cisco Systems, typically associated with the serious business of networking equipment, broke the mold with humorous testimonial videos featuring unexpected characters like the Easter Bunny and even Santa Claus. The message was clear. Business can be fun. Once your brand's voice is loud and clear, the next step is to lock in on your audience. Who are they exactly? Customers? Prospects? Influencers? What are their ages, professions, dilemmas? By asking these questions, you begin painting a vibrant picture of who you're speaking to, and that's crucial in developing content that clicks with them. But how do you decipher what your audience craves? Here's where some tech savvy sneaks in. Use data collection tools to take the guesswork out of the equation. Websites like Quantcast.com offer anonymous traffic and demographics data. Moreover, tools like Google AdWords and Word Tracker reveal the keywords that people use while hunting for services or products like yours. It's the combination of insightful questions and smart tool utilization that will guide you toward the pulse of your audience, and that's precisely where your brand needs to be. Part 3. Engage and expand. Leveraging social media to strengthen customer bonds. With your brand's voice honed and your audience in sight, it's time to lift the curtain and unveil your content to the world. There's a journey from crafting your identity to actually connecting with your customers, and it all begins with the step of publishing. But before you go all in, consider starting with baby steps, sharing bite-sized yet impactful pieces of content that open up dialogue and encourage interaction. Navigating the digital landscape is simpler than you might think. Tools like WordPress, Typepad, or Squarespace make blogging almost as easy as brewing coffee. And setting up accounts on social media staples like Facebook, Twitter, or Yelp, that's a walk in the park. Once these platforms are at your fingertips, the real fun begins. Imagine turning to your online community for genuine opinions, creating a blog post that's a thread of their thoughts, or even a vibrant video report about your company. Promote it across all your channels. Remember our friend, the golfer Charlie King? He ventured into the digital green by starting small and gradually built an online ecosystem with a Facebook page, Twitter account, LinkedIn group, and email newsletter, each offering unique content tailored to specific audiences. The result? He didn't just survive the 2009 recession, he thrived. Now, original content is gold, but it demands time and creativity. To keep the wheels turning, why not share other voices and content in a process known as content curation? Tools like Akensha, Lingospot, and Loud3R are your virtual treasure hunters, sifting the web for relevant stories linked through keywords you choose. This strategy helps you stay present and adds dimensions to your discussions. And while content curation is clever, tapping into user-generated content, UGC, is like striking oil. It's the stories that your customers share about how your product has shaped their lives. These narratives embed your product in the lived experiences of your consumers. Ford Motors hit the nail on the head by inviting customers to share their stories on the Ford social website. One heartwarming tale emerged from a Mustang owner whose affinity for the special edition car wasn't just about the drive, it was about the fight against breast cancer. Now, that's content with a cause and with a heart, a powerful testament to building deeper connections with your customer base. Part 4. Spread the word, encouraging shares to amplify your content. You've crafted content that resonates, stories that inspire. Now, let's turn up the volume. Sharing is the name of the game in the digital world, and it's a game changer for keeping your audience captivated and broadening your reach. But what's the secret to getting your content to ripple out through the vast network of social media? Step 1. You're going to want to put your social media share buttons front and center. This is like rolling out the red carpet for your readers, inviting them to spread the word with ease. With platforms like ShareThis.com, you can embed a universal share button, leading to an array of social networks. And remember, before setting your content free, apply a license to it. Ask yourself the important questions. Is it okay if others tweak your work, or if they use it for commercial gains? Licensed and loaded for sharing, it's time to think about formats that embed nicely into other sites. Offer downloads in PDF or PowerPoint, ensuring your articles and presentations are just a click away for interested sharers. Now, not all platforms are born equal when it comes to sharing. Twitter stands out with its real-time sharing prowess, drawing people to peek at your posts frequently and share them swiftly. With tweets limited to 280 characters, you can serve up quick, tasty updates to your followers without overwhelming them. But crafting a tweet that turns heads? That's where your creativity shines. Think of your tweet as a newspaper headline. It's snappy, it hooks the reader, and sometimes it's downright humorous. Use language that sizzles, superlatives, quirky comparisons, bold declarations. Something like, is there an Activia for the mind facing a bout of creative constipation here? Once you're tweeting like a pro, your followers can effortlessly subscribe to your feed and hit the retweet button to send your pithy insights on a journey far beyond their own networks. And once you've nailed the tweet text, don't shy away from adding some flair with videos, photos, and links back to the rest of your content treasure trove. Let the sharing spree begin. Part 5. Master the content juggling act with an editorial calendar. Imagine trying to navigate life's obligations without a calendar, a recipe for chaos, missed opportunities, and stress. When multiplied to fit the scale of your business's content strategy, the importance of an organized schedule becomes crystal clear. Just like a calendar that keeps your dentist appointments and anniversaries straight, an editorial calendar is the linchpin for publishing success. Consider appointing a maestro for this symphony of content. A Chief Content Officer, CCO, who will conduct the flow of media across all your platforms. This CCO orchestrates the rhythm of your content, planning out the beats for daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly compositions. Your editorial calendar might feature daily tweets and Facebook updates, weekly blog posts, monthly newsletters, alongside the quarterly grand performances like white papers and video series. Each time segment has its own concerto, contributing to a melodious overall strategy. Now, faced with this concert of content creation, the question looms: how to keep the music playing without missing a beat? The answer could lie in a clever trick: content repackaging. Turn a blog post into a snappy video, a customer success story into a podcast interview, or a technical white paper into an engaging infographic. Each variation dances to a different tune, capturing different audiences and boosting your visibility in the grand search engine performance. Kinaxis, a company that specializes in supply chain management, stands as a testament to the power of a well-tuned content calendar. By spinning their content across Twitter, blogs, and videos in a carefully choreographed routine, they didn't just see an uptick. They witnessed their web-based sales leads vault to triple their original numbers in just 1 year. So, set the stage with an editorial calendar, let your CCO lead, and watch as your strategic content ensemble draws the curtain on a successful marketing performance. Part 6. Setting the stage for success with measurable goals and SEO smarts. Embarking on the content publishing odyssey is an ongoing voyage, one that demands careful navigation and assessment. To ensure your content doesn't drift aimlessly in the digital ocean, it's crucial to set measurable targets that anchor your strategy. You'll want to include these benchmarks in your editorial calendar, not just as a checklist, but as signposts guiding you to continuous improvement. Imagine aiming for a video to hit 1,000 views within a month, or getting a chorus of 10 bloggers to sing praises for your brand. While you celebrate the milestones achieved, don't shy away from scrutinizing the moments that missed the mark. It's in the understanding of why certain goals weren't met that the valuable lessons for refinement and growth lie. To fortify your online footprint, keywords will be your North Star. They're the lighthouse guiding search engines, with Google as the captain, towards your content. Your aim is to climb the search result rankings, a feat achieved by standing out. Originality is your ticket here. Unique content doesn't just attract, it beckons others to share, and as they do, search engines take notice, bumping your content in the visibility queue for people actively seeking what you have to offer. But don't settle for just any keywords. Aim for the gold with long-tail keywords. These are multi-word phrases that act like precision lasers, slicing through the generic to target exactly what your potential customers are querying. How do I install a swimming pool? Will likely outperform alone swimming pools in the race for relevance. Incorporating questions is a stellar strategy, offering ready-made solutions. This isn't just SEO, this is matchmaking, connecting problems with solutions, questions with answers, and ultimately, your audience with your brand. With measurable content goals and smart SEO tactics in your arsenal, the stage is set for you to not only reach but exceed your content aspirations. Part 7. Creating content that speaks the corporate language. When you're in the arena of business-to-business, B2B transactions, the game changes ever so slightly. You're no longer just creating content, you're crafting a corporate saga, one that must resonate over the extended courtship that characterizes the B2B realm. Why the difference? Business customers often involve decision-making committees and intricate research processes in their buying cycles, which can stretch over many months. So how do you maintain the spark in this extended tango? You need to build content that's not just engaging, but also deeply informative, addressing every query and qualm that could arise from the committee's corner. This content isn't designed for impulsive, one-off interactions. It's a marathon runner, keeping the prospects hooked through the long haul of their decision-making. Charting the course for individual committee members is a tactical play. Visualize a spreadsheet that lays out potential questions and concerns each decision maker might bring to the table. Utilizing insights from marketing data services like TechTarget can lend you an X-ray vision into the minds of large companies during the purchasing pivot. In B2B content crafting, precision targeting is non-negotiable. Each piece of content should serve as a stepping stone, nudging customers gently but firmly along the path of the buying cycle. Propose a short-term rendezvous, like getting 100 clicks to your latest webinar, but don't lose sight of the ultimate conquest: aligning these micro moments with your grand business strategy to churn website traffic into tangible sales. The remix culture of repackaging content is alive and well in the B2B landscape. But here, it takes on a strategic flair that melds worksheets, success stories, and webinars into comprehensive kits. These are not just collections of content, they're lodestars for prospective business customers navigating through the constellation of your company's offerings. Keep these nuances in mind and see how, with content fine-tuned for the conference room, you can turn the daunting into the doable, transforming lengthy B2B cycles into stories of sustained connection and conversion. Final summary. In the quest to captivate an audience in the vast expanse of the digital marketplace, the essence of success lies in human connection. Content creation isn't just about broadcasting information. It's about stirring a conversation that resonates with the core of who your audience is and what they care about. To wield content effectively is to understand the fine balance between speaking as a brand and as a confidant. Your content should echo the friendly banter of a coffee shop chat, brimming with insights, stories, and a warmth that invites trust. It's about extending a hand, virtual though it may be, and assuring your audience that their interests, challenges, and aspirations are seen and valued. As you embrace your unique voice and tailor your message to the needs and curiosities of your audience, they begin to see your content as a beacon of reliability and innovation. This relationship, forged through shared stories, responsive dialogue, and genuine engagement, transforms your content from mere words and images into a trusted companion along their journey. Embrace the human touch in every piece of content you create, and let it be the bridge that connects your business with the hearts and minds of those you seek to serve. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.